Hey, what's up, beautiful people? I hope you are having the most amazing day because this is the furthest you've come thus far. Now, I say that to get you excited because no matter how old you are, you have to think this day, today, when you're listening, this is the furthest you've come thus far in your life. So why not celebrate? And the best way to do that is how you live and how you indulge in that beautiful, heart-pounding, good-spirited company that you keep. I know that was a bit much, but that's how we need to view the people that we allow to have our time, as you do when you allow me to have a piece of yours when you're listening to this, or when we're around each other, or those that are around you, just in general. That we have to love it. If not, why are we wasting this gift, which is time, which is our day, which is our lives? Now, before I make this a whole entire motivational spiel or whatever, in the world of P4P, board game, playing for people, board games and short stories, to those of you who aren't caught up, and this might be your first episode, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, as I've been keeping everyone attached to this journey that started almost a year and a half ago, maybe two, when I started creating board games and writing short stories. This led me to create at least, I think, 10 or 11 games. Along with having people come together for these experiences, strangers from all over Dallas or DFW experiencing a good time in social settings, along with board game tournaments, all games created by me, and with the stories that I've been writing in the background, so rich with character, so rich with emotion, action, and they all come from a really very real place and told in a very fictional, cosmic way, which now has placed, allowed me to finish my first novel, which is a Phytomian story, part 1 through 3. It is 76,000 words, and it's about how two beings fell in love amidst the most chaotic time on their planet, and how their survival cultivated the bloodline of their race, and the exploration of many planets and other warriors across their universe. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. And it's like, I sound biased, but God damn it, I love it. I love it. You're supposed to love it. If you don't love it, who will? All right? And you're here. And to give y'all a speed up of what's new with all of these things, you know, I've also started creating graphic art that embodies my stories because it's a wild, creative journey, and that art has now given me the honor to be a part of an art show. Yes, Chocolate and Art in Dallas, January 19th and 20th, Thursday and Friday. Again, it's called Chocolate and Art Show in Chocolate and Art Show Dallas. You can find this on Facebook or on my page. I definitely have the link for you to go ahead and sign up, come through. My art will be displayed in this art. Does really, again, grab the essence of my story, pivotal moments, and it will not only be on display, but it will also be for sale. So if you want to come and grab this beautiful piece and say that, you know, you're supporting and you got it, and when the day comes that the book is done what it's done, it's yours now, feel free, come through, or just come and say hi. Like, I've been so in love with the support of which I'm getting on this journey. I always tell people that coming from the background that I do and making the switch, which I'm sure for any field, any career field anyone does when they start to introduce anything that's outside of it, it's a big step. It's very courageous. It's sometimes scary, and that's where I'm at, and I've learned to be my own fan. I have to be. I love my characters more than I love those that of Marvel and DC, and I grew up on those. These characters that I just named, or these two titles that I just named, they were meant to inspire us. They were meant to help us in some cases, even with our moral compasses. But you also cannot forget about the ability you have to create, and that's what I've done with my characters. That's what I've done with my stories. That's what I've done with my board games. I'm entrusting myself to also have that power, to have that inspiration, that those things and other heroic books, movies, or anything has given me, I can now create that for my bloodline. I can now create that legacy for my children, my children's children. And it just sends me through the sky. It sent me through the sky. Like, it's the best thing ever. Gosh, I get on this rant. We're 5 minutes in. I'm not going past 8 minutes. I held it down right there. I'm saying I'm not going past 8 minutes. With a Phytomian story, part 1 through 3, in its editorial process right now. So that book is happening. It's done. I'm so excited. I have already started writing the sequel of that book, which is a Phytomian story, Ezra. And it's like, should I go into it? But it's based around my son's character, as the first had high influence on my daughter's character, the warrior that she must learn that she is, and how to overcome the obstacles, and finding her place, and how to live with and without many things of which I won't go into. But it's the second one is inspired by my son. The main character is Ezra, and he is a Phytomian who is gifted with the element of fire, and learning to manage that after he has done something that I won't go into, really big, and that had high cause and effect in the first book. When this book comes out, if you read that book, you will then know to the second book as to why his journey is riddled with so many challenges, why his journey is as emotional as it is, and the characters that he gets to meet, the characters that he connects with, is super, super cool. And my wife, bless her heart, you know, she has listened to me talk about this stuff so much. Again, you know, it's strenuous. It's strenuous to go about doing this while having a family, and both children under 2, while already running a business. And now it's like, whoa, now you want to write. Oh my God, now you're writing 6 stories at the same exact time while building 2 board games, while waking up in the morning and training 15 plus clients, along with also teaching classes at the number 1 ranked gym in the world, Fortis MMA. This is not, I say this more so to let you know that the journey is not easy. The crown is heavy, and we all wear it. We all wear it when we wake up. We're deciding to pick up that sword, that shield, and go get it done. You just hope that whatever beast or dragon you're about to slay is one that you want to, and you're not forced to. And I've been blessed to slay dragons that I want to all my life. Not to say challenge hasn't been there. Even trying to slay them is challenging. But this, I'm like, I don't know what to call this episode. You know, it was supposed to be just an update. Yes, my stuff is going to be on display at Chocolate and Art Show in Dallas. What other news I can share with y'all, those that have been keeping up. Just was in an article was just done on this journey by Canvas Rebel. That link is on the page as well. And I guess let's just see what happens in these next weeks or month to come. I'll end this episode and say that this entire, we passed 8 minutes. I know, we are 9. This entire journey that I've committed my life to, I say that again, I committed my life to, like, I'm never stopping writing. This is where I'm at. It's showing wonders in success. It's showing every time I look down, I'm not at the same stair that I was on. I'm not in the same level. I'm not even in the same room. And even the people around me are changing. And, you know, in some ways, I get a little like sad about it, but I've gotten over it now. So to those that are coming into my life and those that are staying while I go through this change, man, I my love is higher. Living in my truth has become the greatest filter in the world for those that you can have around you, versus just all the people that you surround yourself with. Now before we hit 10 minutes and with the last 10 seconds, I'll say I love y'all. Stay tuned. This journey is hot. So hold on tight. Peace.